Nemo ewe.
Bagana, Ah. We shall bury. so see my people in Delta, West River and Akwa Ibom. I can see my people in Enugu. I can see my people in Anambra. I also see my people in Ebonyi, Ibo and Abia, Igala and Idoma. Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra, Oluwa, Biafra.
Good and pleasant it could be
before God and man to see the unification of all Biafra. Has it been said already? Let it be done. We are the children of Chukwudike and Biafra. We are one family. Descendants of Yeri, descendants of Barodi. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home. Aluhe Biafra, Aluhe Biafra, Aluhe Biafra.
Listen, no more divide and rule, cause my people are no longer fools. We now know who we are. We are Biafrans. No more South East, yo. No more South South, yo. No more Niger Delta. All we know is Biafra.
We are one family. Descendants of Yeri, descendants of Barodi. We are one people. We are traceable to the land of Israel. Our ancestral home. Aluhe Biafra, Aluhe Biafra, Aluhe Biafra, Aluhe Biafra.
And on the rising sun,
Biafra. Kingdom of Biafra,
technology,
Biafra,
with too much resources,
Biafra,
Obodo Chuku Taliban,
Biafra,
Obodo Chuku Taliban,
Biafra,
Aluhe
Biafra,
Aluhe
Biafra,
land of the rising sun,
Biafra,
Obodo Chuku Taliban, Mr. Pro, Namo de Kano. Radio Biafra, IPOB.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast on this day, the 30th of November 2015. We are reaching live and direct from London. My name is Chairman Four, and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. The time now in London is 16 minutes past 10 a.m. and it is the same 16 minutes past 11 a.m. in Biafra land, and with some degree of certainty, it should be 60 minutes past anytime, wherever part of the world you are. There are some slight differences, of course, but we know that there should not be much in terms of minutes. This is a live broadcast, and an important and emergency one indeed, because there are a number of things that we're going to look at. Times are different. We are in a very, very difficult but unusual time. And that is why we must apply every caution. That is why we must apply ourselves and concentrate without allowing any distractions from anywhere. Biafra is a cause for which its time has come. Biafrans are dedicated to this cause. The indigenous people of Biafra family around the world are the most endangered species of humans on this planet Earth, because we have been singled out for extermination, we have been singled out for destruction, we have been singled out to be wiped out. The genocidal audio of violence against our people by the Nigerian murderous establishment is unparalleled. It is something that is unacceptable. And the only thing that we can do to counter it is to stand up and declare our stance that we have the right to live, we have the right to existence, and the world must take notice. Before any advent and before we continue, we will, as always, hand over the presidents of this morning into the hands of God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of this project, for Him to take charge and control, for Him to, of course, direct the presidents. We ask you, God Almighty Chukwu Abiama, the author and finisher of the Biafra Restoration Project, the author and finisher of the lives of each and every family member of Biafra, Biafrans, wherever they are on this planet Earth. We ask you, as always, in reverence and in total obedience to your words and your ordinances, to come and take charge and control, to come and pilot this affair, that everything we think of, everything we say on this program will go out and touch minds and hearts, and of course begin to redirect them towards their inheritance. That inheritance is Biafra, and Biafra stands for truth, justice, equity, and justice. It is ultimately freedom. That freedom is for the emancipation of all the endangered species of Biafran population. And we are here to say that we will live, we shall not die, because you are alive itself. We ask you to fight against those who fight against us. We ask you to contend with those who contend with us. Contend with those who contend with our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. There is a credible information that they want to poison the food that he's eating so that he will slowly pass away. There is credible information that the 90 days they are seeking for is for Reed to give them enough time to perfect their nefarious plans. And we are asking you, God Almighty, who sees in the open and who sees in the secret, to begin to go against these people. Any eyes, any hands, any legs that rise against our leader Nnamdi Kanu must be destroyed, both spiritually and physically. And we are not missing words. You remember us in our time of need, and we are coming to you in our time of need. You remember your promises to us. You will remember that you told us that you never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name that you do for us. You remember your promise to us. You will remember it. That we are your people, and that we will pass, even if we pass through water or fire, that nothing will hurt us. We are here for you, and we have no other. The time has come, the appointed time has come to redeem your people. We ask you to fight to destroy those who want to destroy us. Whether they are from the air, whether they are from the land, whether they are from the sea. Destroy all of them, move in your mighty valor, and of course grant us victory. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is going to court tomorrow, and we are asking you to envelop him with our presence. Even as he is inside the enemy camp, we ask you to envelop him with your presence. That the people of God will once again have faith and renew themselves in your total and unquenchable glory. That your glory will always be seen in our lives. That people from other generations, from other parts of the world, we also see your marvelous works in our lives and glorify your holy name. As we do this, and as you do this for us, may your name be glorified. And to this we say amen and amen. This is a live broadcast and not a recorded one. It is very important that we put this across to the international community, that Biafrans are people of God. We are the owners of land of Biafra. We are the indigenous people. We did not come from heaven or from another planet. We are the original owners of land of Biafra. And therefore, nobody, no group of people have right to come and dispossess us of our inheritance. As they have tried in the past, this is a wrongful mode, and we are robbed of this, the fatherland Biafra, in a wrong way, and the world is looking the other way. Today we are saying that it is no longer business as usual, and that we cannot fold our hands and watch our inheritance, our positions taken from us. That is why you have the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. That is why you have indigenous people of Biafra in places you don't expect human beings to be on. By implication, if you examine that, you will find out that as long as there is life on this planet Earth, you will see Biafrans. So there is no need trying to molest Biafrans. There is no need trying to cook up cases or allegations in such a way that you term or tag Biafrans terrorists. We are not terrorists. We are people of a nation. Just like saying that all British people are terrorists. That is what the Nigerian government under Buhari is trying to do. And this is a mission impossible. And that is ridiculous. And when we tell you that Nigeria is a site of evil, that is exactly what we mean. When we tell you that Nigeria is a site of corruption, that is exactly what we mean. When we tell you that Nigeria is a rogue state, Nigeria is a lawless society being controlled and governed by rogue elements, that is exactly what we mean. And we are not telling you to take it for how you have said it. Don't take it on face value. Go and do your research and then come back. On this platform, we say the way it is. If you know that it is not, then bring contrary argument or whatever you can, and let us test it. Let us subject it to the rigors of reasoning, and we will see how it goes. This is Radio Biafra. On this platform, we say the way it is. It doesn't matter whoever is involved. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter how you feel. The question, the ultimate question will always be, has what we have said the truth or not? Then if it is the truth, why bothering yourself? Our leader Nnamdi Kanu has stood his ground. He has awakened and reawakened people who have gone into a state of slumber and stupor, because the Nigerian murderous establishment have dazed us, they have cajoled us, they have intimidated us, they have even blackmailed us into submission. And we are saying that, no, we are a people, and we must stand up and be counted. We have the right to exist like every other human being. And so we are calling every Biafran, wherever you are, to stand up. We are calling all market men and women, all market associations, all market groups, all leaders in their different communities in Biafra land, banks, schools, industries, companies, individuals and groups, to stand up in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to stand up in solidarity with the man who has fought for the life of a generation. We are asking you to close your shops. We are asking you to close everything you are doing in solidarity. Tomorrow, the 1st of December 2015, as our leader Nnamdi Kanu goes to court, we are asking you to come out on the streets of Biafra land. You need to find this information from your zonal coordinators, because a clear instruction has been left. We are asking you to be resolute. We are asking you to be very, very committed to this cause. Re-energize yourself, recommit yourself, redouble your effort, because our salvation is near. There are so many Nnamdi Kanus everywhere, and they are ready to go. So detaining our leader Nnamdi Kanu will not do anything, as you can see. All we are asking for is for justice to be done. The court has granted him bail conditions met, and the court has in addition issued a number of injunctions asking the DSS, of course, which takes order direct from Buhari, to release our leader Nnamdi Kanu. and they have taken laws into their hands. They are now detaining him extrajudicially. Not even that they are detaining him extrajudicially, they are subjecting him to all manner of torture techniques, deprivation of sleep, sleeping on the floor, on hard floor, submission or submersion into cold water. These are all torture techniques that are banned everywhere and globally. And we are asking the United Kingdom, the British government, to do something, and that thing is unconditional release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, now and not tomorrow. More importantly, Nnamdi Kanu is a British citizen. We are, of course, not missing words in telling the British government that they will be responsible for anything that happens to Nnamdi Kanu. Nigeria has been examined. You know what that puppet government you created there is. They do not have respect for rule of law. They do not have respect for the court orders. They cannot respect the court. And therefore, what that means is that there is no democracy. There is no rule of law. There is no observance of human rights in that particular contraption called Nigeria. Nigeria also voted against defending the bill at the United Nations General Assembly there and in the last few days against defending human rights defenders. The law that protects human rights defenders was voted down by the Nigerian government, and that tells you and sends a signal to you as to what they will do when they get home, or what they are doing in practice and in secret. Nigeria is a lawless society. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is the leader of a nation, not a leader of a group. That is an information we are giving you in case you don't know. There is no way you can categorize people, citizens of a country or an emerging nation, as terrorists, because what they are fighting for, what we are fighting for, is clearly defined in international law and even local laws. And Nigeria is a signatory to the African Union acceptance or the document of the right of indigenous people 2007, as of course passed by United Nations General Assembly. We are asking the international community to stand up and be counted this time around, because our people are the most endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth. I am, of course, joined in this program this morning by the head of Directorate of State, Amazi Utaske. Are you hearing me? The head of Directorate, are you hearing me? Yes, hold on. It appears the connection is not very good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loudly, Chemeko. Good morning from Victoria Square.
Yes, please, if you can, please start afresh, because it didn't go out. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Chemeko. Thank you, and good morning from Victoria Square. Thank you. And I want to thank fellow Biafrans worldwide. I must say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening anywhere you may be listening from. And this is a special broadcast. And as the protocol demands, my name is Uchenna Asiebu. I am from Ihitenansa. Ihitenansa is in Oso. Oso is in Biafra land. I must say good morning, and listen attentively for this special announcement. As events unfold, the people, the DSS, we are getting information they are planning to poison our director, and their plan is to hold him for 3 months so that the poison will penetrate through his body system and destroy everything in his system. And why we are coming to you is for you to know that the evil plan they are planning. That is why you must come out tomorrow. That is why you must stand down on your feet. That is why you must close every market in Biafra land and stand up tomorrow. Tomorrow is the D-Day. If they try to succeed to poison our director, I promise them one thing. Doom shall befall the zoo called Nigeria. That contraction orchestrated by the British must fall. We are not saying it. No harm must befall our able director and the commander of this struggle, Nnamdi Kanu. Nothing shall ever happen to him. If they try to do it, doom and calamity will befall that evil contraption called Nigeria. We are now announcing it and saying it loud and clear. And they are planning not to bring him to court tomorrow. We know all these plans, and I tell you, we must always tell you that we know these plans. Nothing shall ever happen to Nnamdi Kanu. If anything happens to him, the consequences, you must live with it. You must live with the consequences. Nothing shall ever happen to him. We are not telling the world so that we know. We are telling the world to come out now and say something. Everybody is keeping silent. Nobody is talking until when we start our own. Our quest for Biafra can never be stopped. If you think you can hoodwink us into doing another thing or into collecting bribe from you, I am sorry for you. This hardcore Biafrans can never waver. We can never retreat. We can never surrender. Sombobohito. We can never retreat. We can never surrender. The only thing we know is Biafra. The only thing we are here for is Biafra, nothing but Biafra. Our generation will no longer tolerate these evil plans you are hammering on us every day and every day. Our people are being killed in the north, in the south, in the east, and in the west. It is time for you to stop that evil. It is time for you to go home. It is time for you to leave Biafra to go home. We are the children of God, and nothing can ever stop us. We descended directly from heaven. We have nothing to do with the Hausa Fulani oligarchies. We have nothing to do with the Hausa, the cattle rearers. You have been doing all these things time and time. Most of you will see the video clip going on here and there, and those clips will be played in our radio Biafra throughout today. For you to know the evil plans they are trying to infiltrate in you for the next 4 years. And this, we must say no. You must stand up now and fight this injustice method against your people. Ohaneze Ndibo, Ohaneze Ndara, Ohaneze Ndoshi. We have never elected you to speak for us. You cannot speak for us. Not this time, not this tomorrow, not next tomorrow. You must not speak for us. You are corrupt. You are evil. This is the time for you to stand up against these evil plans, against your people. If you don't stand up now, your children and that of your children's children will suffer the same fate we are facing now. It's the time either you stand up now or you stand up, you will never stand up again forever. This is the time. Nnamdi Kanu has been there preaching this good news, and those good news that will penetrate into the lives of our people. Today, they realize that they have been marginalized, they have been killed. Amen, all this while. You started killing us from 1945 to today. Have you stopped? The answer is no. Our fathers fought between 67 and to 70 and stopped. And we are ready to fight for the next 1,000 years if you don't give us Biafra. The Hausa Fulani people, you came to our land, you dismantled our land, you killed every crops in our land. Even food can no longer grow in our land because of oil. Come and take the oil and let us go. We want to be free. We are hardworking people. Oil is not our problem. All we seek for is Biafra, nothing but Biafra. For now, I will not take much of your time. I will be handing over to our deputy leader in there in London. I will be standing by. Maju Chemefo, I will be standing by. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was the voice of Head of Directorate of State, of course, saying it the way it is. They are trying to poison the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and they want to put something in his food so that he will gradually be deteriorating or going down. And we are bringing this to the attention of the international community and the Biafran public, friends of Biafra in general. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We have talked for about 30 minutes or more, and to my surprise, it was not going out, but nevertheless, it is recorded, and we are going to play it. What we are saying is that we have been on for the past 30 minutes or thereabout, and you are just listening to the continuing live broadcast. We are saying that our leader Nnamdi Kanu must be released unconditionally. I will repeat what I said before. Tomorrow he's going to appear in court, and we are of course enjoining all Biafran to stand in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. We are asking market leaders, we are asking market groups, we are asking individuals and organizations, we are asking businessmen, businesswomen, we are asking captains of industry, we are asking proprietors of different businesses in Biafra land, we are asking schools and banks to close in solidarity with our leader Nnamdi Kanu, who has stood his ground and sacrificed everything, who has fought for the life of a generation. Not for his own life, not for the protection of his own life or that of his family, but for the protection of the entire Biafran population. In turn, we must stand in solidarity with him. In turn, we must give him every amount of support. In turn, we must show respect. That is why we are calling on you to do this one thing, and that is to stand up tomorrow, close your shops, close your businesses, stop everything you are doing, for this is a very symbolic gesture and event that will send a signal to the international community, to the enemies of Biafra and Biafrans, that we have come to stay and that there is no going back. It doesn't matter the amount of intimidation, it doesn't matter the amount of cajoling and blackmailing, it doesn't matter the amount of armory at their disposal. What we have against them is our decision to stand alone as the independent Biafran Republic. What we have, and that is very powerful, is unanimity of opinion across Biafra land. There may be one or two people who, of course, are being controlled by the corrupt spirits, who have taken money from Buhari and the Northern House Fulani establishment to come and be saying a number of things that are not in tune with what we are looking for. They are in the minority. Of course, they will fizzle out. One thing is clear, that Biafra must be restored. The spirit of Biafra cannot be quenched. The spirit of Biafra cannot be suffocated. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. And we will take this call, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Good morning from here. Good morning.
My name is Ima Nwoye. I'm calling you from Masaba. That's where my born sit.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to thank our POC and you. I love all of you for the work you are doing for us. We a people of IPOP, indigenous people of Biafra. So, I want to comment about the governor of Ebonyi State. It's my governor, but that idiot does not know his right. I want to tell all of you, do not worried about him because you don't know what he's doing. Hausa people and Yoruba Fulani are giving him money in order to shut up his mouth and in order to tell his people. And because of that, he don't allow Biafra to exist in our state. But we are planning to deal with him, but we don't know. When we come after him, we know. So, my debtor, hello.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
I have one information to tell you, but I don't want to tell you in air. I don't want to tell you in air.
Okay. What I have to do is to probably take your number, and yes, we take it from there.
Okay.
Yes. Have you finished what you want to say?
I want to say one information for.
Yes. Go ahead. I can't get the number. You may have to, of course, send a message. If you are listening, send a message to us or via Facebook, and we'll take it from there. I can't get this number anymore. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, go ahead. It appears there is static here. Go ahead, please. I need to sort out one or two things. This is still Radio BFR Live Podcast.
Mr. Pro, I'm doing it.
Mocha on the beat.
We are one people. We are traceable to the land of. Biafra.
With too much resources,
Biafra.
Bobo don't you go tell a man of
Biafra.
Bobo don't you go tell a man of
Biafra.
All hail
Biafra.
All hail
Biafra.
Land of the rising sun,
Biafra.
Bobo don't you go tell a man of
hey. Mr. Pro Namo de Kano Radio Biafra IPOP.
This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We have taken some break to, of course, take care of certain things in terms of connection, and we are back. This is a live broadcast. It is 10 minutes to 11 a.m. here in London and 10 minutes to 12 noon in Biafra land. We are reminding every indigenous people of Biafra in the United Kingdom and some part of Europe that there is a mega protest in front of Houses of Parliament in London, in United Kingdom here, and it is starting in 10 minutes, and we are enjoining everybody to be part of that epoch making event in front of Houses of Parliament, otherwise known as Parliament Square in London. We are of course getting very credible information on the ground, different parts of Biafra land. There are a number of reports that are coming in, and we will be going to the line to bring in one of people who are on the ground in Biafra land to say one or two things. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Ekele Olonegwe. I'm from Dato, South. I am calling right now from Igualta. Are you with me, Adela?
Yes, go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. you, and I will speak in the hearing of my people. I'll be thankful, grateful for what to go gather my soul to his son, to his chosen one, as he mentioned in Psalm 89 or 20, that has found his own father, who is in the Bible. And if Yahweh lives, I know nothing will surely happen to him. And if Yeshua HaMashiach died and resurrected for our sake, I know he will not be hurt for any reason. That is the promise of Yahweh Yeshua. The information I have and I am passing to you right now are reality and they are very, very certain. At this time, I am a native of Umesh. Umesh in Gaza South. Same local government where Okura Water Hill comes. And you know how this young man came to play. How he rigged his election in Abadun City, where every campaigning were happening. I and my team, people like one man Schwartz, a young man who stood before the soldier and challenged them to shoot him simply because we wanted to put it before us without knowing. And after everything, this same young man was shot in the government house by the same security of the Okurauta.
Inside government house?
Inside the government house of Owerri, this young man was shot. If not for...
Can you repeat again, why was this young man shot? Why was he shot?
This young man, after fighting, you can go and watch channel's documentary of during the election, first election of Okurauta. This young man stood face to face before the soldiers at House of Assembly Junction, fighting a young man on Bada, on dreadlock. His name is known as One Man's Watch, and after everything, they succeeded in getting this trophy for him, the position of the governor, and after which they succeeded, they were asking for settlement, and he refused. After a while, this young man started suffering, no way, and they now go to the government house to ask for settlement, and he thought that they should be checked out. On the presence of refusal, they opened shot on them. They opened gunshot, live ammunition. They shot this guy about 6 gunshots. We were in the government house when this thing was happening live, everywhere scattered on the run. But this young man, to him, only him can say what protected him, the bullet couldn't enter him, but all over his body had pierced. This thing I'm telling you, the young man I'm talking about, I've been listening to this podcast, if he's listening, he knows it is your proof. They shot him, they didn't settle him, and this didn't happen. And you know, when we were talking about...
So he's still alive, right?
The young man is alive, as I'm talking to you. He is alive. And as I'm talking to you, the young man is not happy at all. There are a lot of people who this person has put under. This will cry out that. Giving up contracts without money, keeping people under bondage, the government turning upside down to turn to government of gay, sexual. Government turned, listen to me very well, the government turned to the government of homosexual. As I speak to you, there is a homosexual club in Owerri. That is for the first time. Now, we are killing our people and they are very busy talking nonsense all over. We have decided to let them know that it is human beings that they are killing. And these human beings are created by Chukwukikabia. So therefore, information I'm here to give you, one of the information is addresses of where we are locating some of them. Are you with me?
Of course, we are listening. Go ahead. There should be no interruption. Go ahead, please.
And the addresses, both his senior brother, his senior sister, I am here to tell you that the man who knows why we are passing this call should get ready. Senior sister, who is married, Nadine by name, is leaving at Aladimma. His address will be forwarded on Facebook in the next 5 minutes. Her address on Facebook in the next 5 minutes, everybody should watch it out. His senior brother address, the same thing will be forwarded. Car plate numbers will be forwarded. We want to let them know that they have feared it is not human beings they are killing. The children created by Tupu Kishadama, the son of our soul has been in the car, being the tent, and they feel it is nothing. It is time we call on them to let them know that, yes, actually, they don't show us on that car, or they can go boom, go. Let them know if it is painful too. A lot of things are going wrong. This information, detailed by detailed, with flight numbers, will be passed on Facebook. So I don't want them to go and start changing some things. That is why I would have given you all the numbers here, but let me push it on the Facebook. Anybody, all the men who are grieved, who knows what we're discussing, will know how to follow it up immediately. Because when our people talk about marginalization, I begin to wonder what is happening. A nation. You said you are talking about youth and sport, and you are handing over minister of youth and sport to a man of 19 years. Shame on to be true. You are talking about something concerning the youth, and you give it to a man of 75. Is he being the youth of the dead or youth of the living? What does he know about the youth of today? Nation where things are done from the left hand. Nation where one family is eating and repeating to eat. The same circle, you want to contest for something, they will ask you what is your surname. A nation of a surname people. I pray. If Yahweh lives, there is wrath coming down. And it's starting from the top. And this declaration will not take more than 7 days to happen. There is a whirlwind of fire coming. By what I saw, by the revelation I got, are you with me?
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
If Yahweh lives, if Jehovah lives, there is this fire that is going to blow. And when it blows, the flesh, every demonic power that has been oppressing the whole thing that has been happening. I am calling on all the Afghans to remain steadfast in their prayers. I am calling on all children of Tupu Kishadama to remain steadfast. Because in Psalm 6, that is a prayer of faith in time of distress. I am declaring this prayer for the families of Nnamdi Kanu, the lovely wife, the mother, the father, relatives whom his happiness is their happiness, whom his love is their love, who cry with him when he's crying, who bears his pain. I am speaking because in that conflict, that's what he said, return, O Yeshua, deliver him the gallows. Oh, save him for your mercy's sake. Why, indeed, there is no remembrance of you. And because I know Yeshua, who brought him the gallows to existence, who put the knowledge into him, will not like him to remember him in death. But he will be alive, and all of us will sing hallelujah. I am calling on all the Afghans, nationwide, outside Nigeria, outside this zoological republic, to stand faith. It's possible for them. They should go and look into some six. And when they are praying, they will say the right hand of Yahweh is power. And by his left hand, Nam the Tao is protected. The right hand of God is power. And by his left hand, Nam the Tao is protected. Because the left hand of Yeshua is protection. Whatever demonic, poisonous thing they inject in the room where he is, he shall not come to fulfillment. He shall not have any harm of him. While I was in my prayer chamber last night, I come to the realization of the cross they had in killing this young man before today. But there is a problem. They are going through some messages they got of a revolution. And preach the revolution will beat all of them up. Let them be very careful. I want to let them know. I am a rabbi of the Most High. And my declaration comes to pass. If they try to think of anything evil to this young man, if they try to put anything to hurt him, if they try to do anything to make him lose his senses, Yahweh with his eyes, that kind of protection, will not allow it to come to pass, and there will be a mayhem that will come on all of them. I am talking from the pedophile Buhari, from his chambers of red cabinet, who felt it is not their concern. When this thing started initially, the so-called hanger, directly, NTA, the claiming torrent of what is happening. But today, what is the cause? I want to let them know that when this will start, it will blow everybody. I want to let them know that when this fire begins to burn, it will burn all of them. The BBC is also ignorant. The CNN is also ignorant. The Al Jazeera is also claiming ignorant. Last 3 weeks, I was watching on Al Jazeera, and they went to the house of the Ogoni. So, Arewiwa, because he's late. While he was alive, fighting for the cause. All of them remember to go and visit. For no wife, he was saying, when he's left, they come to make sure the church is here of my remembrance. Now the devil is not going to die. I declare that angels, God, the blood-sucking angels, is moving right now. I don't know the protection the man is using, but I know Islam is not a religion. Islam is not a religion. And by my faith as a Jewish, I know that he that is above all, fears from the throne of grace, is going to release a kind of strength to his son, Nam the Gallo. I ask the host of heaven to shower him right now with grace, with love, with happiness, internal happiness. Anything they are doing to him to hurt him is returning on their children. Affliction, I declare on their family. Pain, I declare on their family.
Can you hear me? Hello? I don't know what is happening. I think we will try to reconnect. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Can you hear me? We will take another call now. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my brother. I'm calling from Abam. My name is Ekele.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hello? Go ahead.
Right. I want to comment on about people. They don't use to close markets whenever you are talking about them to close markets. More especially area and summit.
Yes. Go ahead. I don't know what's going on. Yes, what our brother is saying is that some people are not closing their shops. We are asking our people not for anything but to pay some respect to what the leader of indigenous people of Biafra and the Kanu stands for. He stands for the protection of whatever businesses you are doing, whatever work you are doing, whatever activity you are involved in legitimately in Biafra land. And that is what he is trying to protect. That is why we are doing what we are doing. It is for a fight and for protection of generations to come. Otherwise, we will go extinct. Biafra stands for freedom, it stands for justice, it stands for total emancipation of our people. From the shackles of oppression, from the shackles of marginalization, from the shackles of economic strangulation and emaciation, from the shackles of political disenfranchisement, from the Nigerian establishment. We have nothing at stake in Nigeria. Nigeria has nothing for us. And we must stand up and be counted. Now is the time, stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. As he goes to court tomorrow, of course, we are, of course, expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world to be part and parcel of the protests around Biafra land and some in Abuja. We ask you to close your shops, close your schools, do not attend schools. University students, we are sending this message across. Students at Polytechnic, students in private institutions, we're asking you to show respect in solidarity with the leader of indigenous people of Biafra land, Nnamdi Kanu, that your education will be protected in Biafra land, that everything about your future will be secured, because Nigeria has no guarantee for you. Nigeria has nothing in stake for you. Most of you have gone to school. Most of us have gone to school. Most of our generations to come will still go to school in that contraption called Nigeria, if it is allowed to continue to exist. And after coming out, you have nothing to offer. You have nothing to fall back on. That is why Biafra is an alternative. More importantly, millions have died because of this name, and we are not retreating. There is no intention to surrender until Biafra is restored. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
We are listening to you. Can you go on? We are listening to you. Hello, go ahead.
Okay. What is it, my poor?
Good morning from here.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
My name is Emmanuel Anenechukwu.
Yes.
I'm calling from Enugu.
Welcome. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I thank you too for bringing this program this morning. We thank Chukwuka Adiama for everything he has been doing for this for the Biafra. My comment is on the issue of closing all markets and all business premises. Here in Enugu, I see that people doesn't take it serious, or people doesn't see it as something serious. I don't like the way they are. I mean, you should blow it very well that everybody should take this thing serious, because our leader Namodi Kanu, his life is more important to us than every other thing.
Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. I think that line is no longer live, and we are of course going back to the head of directorate for him to give us what he has for us at this particular point in time. The head of directorate, are you hearing me? Head of directorate, are you hearing me? If he is not, we will go back to the line and of course go back to yes.
I'm telling you.
Right, okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, Uchemeko, thank you for that. And I want to tell our people, any of them that is not serious, maybe by the time the Hausa Fulani come and they cut off your neck, maybe by then you know that what we are preaching is good news. We are telling you to close down every market. We have sent our message to all the market chairmen. Anywhere you are, shut that market down. Tomorrow is very pivotal in what we are doing. If you don't believe in the gospel of Biafra, maybe you believe in the gospel of Hausa Fulani. When the cattle rearers come and cut off your head, maybe you understand what we are saying. This is no time for dilly-dally. Go and close your market. Tomorrow, we are standing and we are marching tomorrow. Our rally must remain peaceful. Anywhere you are, you must head down to Onitsha. From tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, no movement. The world must hear our voice. This is time for action. It's no time for gossiping. It's no time for this. No time for unbelievers. This is time for you to stand up and believe in what you believe. Biafra is an ideology. You can never kill an ideology. Our fathers fought between 67 and 70 and stopped. That is why we are under bondage. They said the war is no victor, no vanquish, but everybody knows that we are under bondage since 1970 to this time. 45 good years after, my people are still suffering. We are being killed. Anywhere we are prosperous, but they are not happy about this. We want out. We don't want anything to do with anybody called Nigeria. We don't belong to that country. We don't belong there. By the time we start playing this video clip, maybe you will wake up. The agenda for the next 4 years of the Hausa Fulani and the Yoruba, the cowards Yoruba people, they want to make sure they suffer, they make you suffer. Chukwu Okike Abiyama will never allow that. My people will never suffer. We are going back from where you come from. Before the British came in 1914, we've been existing. We've existed for over 5,000 years. We are the children of God. We can never be allowed to suffer this way. We are urging you to come out. Tomorrow you must come out to let the world know that you are serious to go home. If you fail this time, I tell you, doom will befall you. This is the time for you to stand up and say, enough is enough. You must say, enough is enough. If you believe in buying and selling, although the director always say buying and selling is a disease, you must know that we are not playing. Those of us in diaspora, we are not sleeping just to make sure we bring light to you. And you must appreciate what we are doing. Those of you in Biafra land, marching every day, singing the war song, talking about Biafra, Chukwu Okike Abiyama will bless you. Those in the anchor, the cowards behind the bar, not wanting to identify with what we are doing, I tell you, a day will come where you will regret every of your action. We are telling you now to come out. This is the time for you to come out. This is the time for you to sing the hallelujah of Biafra. This is the time for you to know, for you to let your neighbor know that the only way out is Biafra and nothing but Biafra. Not any other way around. We are not talking about Niger Congress, Niger down and Niger down. We are saying Biafra. Nothing but Biafra. the house of Fulani Odikati with the Yorubas want to enslave you forever. By the time you start listening to that video clip, maybe you wake up from that time. Chukwu Okike Abiyama is with us. If they don't release our commander Nnamdi Kanu, I said doom will befall them. Nothing will ever exist in that country. We are not threatening them, we are promising. By the time we come out with our promise, you know what, we are very, very serious. You must come out. The gospel is that you must come out. All the gospel singers, you must sing for Biafra. If you are a banker, bank for Biafra. If you are a trader, trade for Biafra. Everything you are doing, do it for Biafra. Chukwu Okike Abiyama will bless you. The Israelites suffered in so many years in Egypt. But when God says no, he sent Moses. Moses took them away from the land of dungeon, and by the time they spent 40 years in wilderness, God showed Moses, this is the promised land, but your foot will not set there. Do not try to be the Moses, be the Joshua. You will get to the promised land, and that is what we are preaching. We must get to the promised land. Our children will not survive what we are suffering today. Our father suffered a lot.
He said, go ahead, go ahead.
We are asking you to stand up. We are asking you to stand up. Stand up and march for Biafra. You must stand up and march for Biafra. Tomorrow is very pivotal. Those of you heading to Abuja, you must march in Abuja. Our director must be released. If they don't release our director, the consequences, they will live with it. Maybe they will be thinking they will do it and stop. We can never stop. We are ready to march for that in the next 1,000 years. Anywhere I stop, my children will take over. We can never stop. The only country I know is Biafra. Have you seen a country named after a river before? What is the meaning of Nigeria? Can any of you tell me the meaning of Nigeria? Nothing. Niger area, people, the land and the sea. That is the meaning of the country called Nigeria. The Hausa, Fulani, Oligeki, the Marudas, they are jubilating with the coward Yorubas. We don't have the same DNA with them. There is no way oil and water can mix. It can never mix oil and water. We are waters, we will have no enemy. The Hausa, Fulani, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I must tell you, enough is enough. Anywhere you are, wake up. If you are in Aba, close every market. If you are in Enugu, every market will remain closed. If you are in Onitsha, close all the markets. If you are in Port Harcourt, Igbocha, close all the markets. Anywhere you are in the Biafra land, close the market and come back and march for Biafra. Tomorrow is very, very pivotal. You must know that. Always know that. I don't want to start saying, repeating myself all the time, but all I'm urging you is to stand up. This is the time. Stand up, this is the time. I will be standing by you, Chemeko. Continue with the gospel and may Chukwu Okike Abiyama be your strength. Thank you.
Thank you very much, the head of directorate. Of course, you have said it all, and we will, of course, be buttressing all these points. This is really Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty Himself is in the saddle, piloting the affairs. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Yeah, my brother, good afternoon. This is Kevin from Spain.
Good afternoon. Kevin, who, please?
Kevin McCord, yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing my your voice. So, but I want to continue where he stopped. I want to let my people know. Anybody are hearing my voice, go and tell your brother that Kevin McCord is showing me that I've been talking to people in Spain as at January when I had this information from Chukwu Okike Abiyama. I'm telling them that the reason why we will not see all this nor hear it is because, one, sin, corruption that Hausa, Fulani have brought in Nigeria have covered all of us, eyes and head, everything about us. We are not, again, opening our hearts for Chukwu Okike Abiyama. We are going to church only to show up our dress. We are praying only for people to see that we are praying. We are doing everything to hide and seek. That is what we are doing. And that is not what God wants. It's only Nnamdi Kanu that has come to show what God wants. The Bible says, who is the great in the kingdom? Jesus raised small boy up and put him on top of the shield and said that if you don't have the heart of this boy, you will never see the kingdom. If you don't have free mind, if you don't have God in your heart, everything you're doing is fake. And that is why now they cannot have come to say the truth. Without truth, you cannot see God. Pastors, believers, all of you are money mongers. You are not believers, all of you. That is why, as you see me here, I don't go anywhere. I don't attend any meeting again. Whenever I see them, anywhere I see them in the church, in any way, I see big balloon, people that have lived the way that their forefathers are going and follow another way. This is how I've been telling them. Do you know if I stand in the midst of big men who think that they are big men, telling them what is coming, they'll tell me, don't worry, leave it, let us eat first, let us drink, let us close this meeting first, let us dance, let us enjoy. That day we shall see. But today, go to Facebook and hear one man say that he will not say his name, that is an officer in the zoo, telling you the plan that they have secreted all the land of Biafra. And if not because of Radio Biafra, by now, you will, all these bombs that you are hearing in the country, you will be hearing it in our place. But I told them that these people are secret everywhere to take everything you want. If you talk, they will kill you. They say, I should not worry. They are laughing. Behaving like children. I look at them. I don't know what I will do. But I know that time shall come. As they are telling you, close your shop. You want to get 1,000 naira. You want to get 5,000 now. But when the trouble comes, all that money will not save you. Come out now. We that say it. Me, if I don't want to come back to that land, I will not for how many years, but I will not die for hunger. The place we are, if you want anything, small money will get it. But a woman is saying that with 10,000, you're coming back with a nylon bag. You people are still going to business. All of you should know that this man we are talking about, if it is your brother, you will not go to business today. I want now the canoe must come out before every other thing. Close your shop. All of us are here praying, doing. I lock myself in darkness. Praying, crying, but all of you are there going up and down to look for 1,000 money that keep all of you on earth. Keep them. Look at Abaki is taking all the money, giving you people seeking change for years. All of you are there. All this on earth, all this our senior who are at our front, who don't want to do anything, need to dig grand and pour them inside there because they are reproach. They are darkness for all the youth in Biafra land. My people, I see what the people are doing and they're praying for you people. Tell them to close that shop and let all of you come to all that main road from Benin to Amba. Come out to there, carry your fridge, put it on the main road, take your water, take your bucket of bathing, bath for the main road, eat for the main road. If you not come, go out, go home, 5 o'clock in the morning, come out. Everywhere from that Benin to Amba must be closed. Nobody will pass. And no governor will. All of you, governors, all of you are reproach. All of you are darkness in our life. So, my brother, I want you people to hear this voice. If not Biafra, you people are underground. You people are knocking zero. If you people should have general meeting one day, I will come there, I will explain to you people my life that the one going, you will run and you will fear. But I know myself, but if I tell you, you will not listen. What is happening to Nnamdi Kanu? I saw it here, telling you that your brother is dying. You are saying, thank God. Thank God for what? Rise up and run, because they want to take everything you have, they are taking. You would think that they are working? They are not. If you know what these people are planning for us, these people are taking over the whole place, but you never know. In fact, if it happened to you again, same to all of us. But I hope and I believe by what I'm seeing. You too. Don't listen to your father. Don't listen to your mother. Me, I have a father, I have a mother, I have children, I have brothers. If you don't do this thing I'm doing, I leave you because tomorrow you will start to regret. Please. If Hausa says don't have sense, can't we teach them sense? Hausa man yesterday is telling me, Hausa man, that he cannot go back to his fatherland because of the blood that is sharing there every day. And they are buying private jets. He asked me how many people have private jets in this Europe, in every the whole world. But in our country, also have private jets. Everybody have private jets everywhere. But white people that are building it, they don't have it. That is corruption. Hausa man is saying it, the one that is out from them. But is anyone that is with them that are polluted, we never see this truth that we are talking.
So my people, close this shop for once. Close it. Look at the one talking to you. No, no. He's not a hungry man. He's not a hungry man. But he wants life to be good for you people. Please. Yeah? Please let us do this when there is day, before my darkness comes. I'm telling you people, we don't know. This is how I'm talking to people here, it's when they're behaving. In fact, I don't know what to say, but one day, I will talk to them again, one day, and they must do something. My brothers, I pray that nothing will happen to you people. The right hand of God is power. The God that is standing with you, you never know. I have seen that giant man that stands, that is overall. He's a changeable changer. He's a man of war. He's a consuming fire. When he starts, no man will stand. When he starts, no man will stand. Stop fear. Freedom from fear. Free from fear. It's because of sin that makes us fear. Remove your hand from sin and look God face, and you will stand to speak as God has created you to be. I want to stop here, but I want to tell you people, if you think that you are just, I'm just calling and talking. I'm talking because anything happened. This is how I'm talking to somebody. Say, look at what I see for you. Before you know it, you have gone in for 12 years for this. This is how I'm telling them when something happened to me, and they say it's a lie. Before you know, they see it. I will explain everything. Even now, as I'm here, you don't know what I'm seeing. But I'm telling you people, block everywhere. Leave this money. If hungry will not kill us. Leave it. If you require us to contribute, we contribute money and bring for you people. Please, my people, do something when it's time, before it's too late, my people. Look at Awusa have taken over everything because we are looking for my own, me and my family. Your mommy will tell you now, come inside, they will kill you, and you are listening. Don't listen, come out, you are the future of tomorrow. All of you should do something now. Please, if it is not true, I will not tell you. If Awusa and Yoruba is good for us, me, I'm a person that loves to little children. Animal, little one that have no evil in their heart. I love them. But when you go up, I see that your heart now, you have requiring evil thing. I leave you alone. This is the life I choose to live. You people should come out. There's no way for us except we fight for that way. Please help this man. Ushomofo is here every day. Barista, every day talking, leaving their children, leaving everything they're doing. Do you think it's easy for this Ushomofo? Can't you think about it? Can't you see? Oh my God. Please, any shop that I don't want to close, I don't want to say it because if Ushomofo or Mimi have not said, I cannot say what they should do to them. But please, those that have closed their shop, begin to do something. Others will join. Please, let all of us join. If it is not good, we will not say it. This is the only way. We have gone out and see light. We want that light to shine in our place. And this is where I stand. Oyebri, let it reach everybody. Not only me, not only you, not only Awusa, not only Yoruba. All of us are made by God, and we will require the same treatment. Please, I beg all of you, I should not be Kikabiam, we will be your friend. And be a friend for Ushomofo, our deputy, for all the coordinator, for all the people that are leading us. You people will never faint. You will be like the tree that planted by the riverside. Your life will be singing hallelujah every day. They will try, but they will fall.
He said, and you too. Amen. Amen. He said, thank you very much, and may God bless you as well, and bless your family and family of IPOB around the world. They call on the phone, you are never where you are.
Good morning, which am I for?
Good morning.
Good morning from here.
We thank you. We thank God for what you are doing. Yeah, I say I thank the Lord for your life. Thank what you are doing. My name is Sunday Babu Chanyamorobi. I'm a native of Okwa, but I'm the second at Abba.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I know God has a reason to deliver Biafra. There is nothing that the people will do. All this is threatening. They are just doing for nothing. We are the people of God. We believe so much that God is on our side. And our director is a servant of Most High God. You know, why people don't believe the director is that they feel because he has not opened a church. That man is a servant of God. So there is nothing they will do him. If they lie, let them mix every poison they have, they cannot do him anything.
tomorrow hell will be fell on this very useless nation called Nigeria. If they don't release the report tomorrow, they will see hell coming down on them. Because God has released all the angels of war over Nigeria. So we are confident enough that the director will be released. Nothing can happen to him. So I am calling on every Biafran to rise up. Because this is not an issue of one person. It is for our general, it is for the director of Biafran. So every Biafran should rise up. Because this is not time to say, I'm a follower of this type of church, this type of church. That the church of it has destroyed our life. This is time for all of us to rise up. Nobody will be left alone. Everybody should rise up and fight for this place. Now, for those people that say that they are honest and very good, what they are called, we don't know them. They will run. When time comes, they will run. Because God will set an angel to destroy them. Because they have destroyed this nation enough. We are not happy. So God is going to guide the director and he's going to come out. Thank you. May God bless you. Continue with the good work, my brother.
He said, thank you. Thank you very much. I say amen to them. May God bless you too and bless your family and family for IPOB around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. The number to call remains +44 7405 9 6 4 1 4 6. There are some people who called me earlier. You know yourselves. Call me back, please. Yes, can you hear me now?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Please, I have an information to give
you. Yes, go ahead, please.
I am a fourth block from an IT member. I have given information to the operator. I have information from the right source. That they have given the report some drug, but that drug is going to go out for 9 days. After 9 days, they will release it. But that drug is working in his brain. He needs to forget about everything. They are not going to do it. All the things that they are saying that they are going to charge them that are all lies. They are not going to explain it. And for the right information I got, that drug is either from Britain or from America. I want to use this opportunity. We have to vote for the candidate now. We have to do something today. We cannot allow the director to come up and come out of the bond. Please, take the airline if you are listening to me. I want to call my name. Please, not the car was saying, I was the one giving information. I'm giving you a lot of information, but I don't need to give information. This information was given to us directly from the people. Please, something happened because the lawyer are not making a call. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
I want all the people that have to stand up to you. It's the space you are a lover of people and you love the rest of human becoming. Please stand up now. You have had the head of directory, how it works, singing on the phone. Please, everybody should stand up. You must do something tomorrow. Tomorrow, you must do something. You must be the director of all. Where can you be holding that innocent man for nothing? Where is the truth that director has not done anything? He knows it. He knows that he has not any case to charge him. But they are not doing this with pretense. Pretense as the master of this thing that I'm telling you now. After 90 days, they are going to release the information. I beg you, the director will not be able to remember anything. And we will not be able to dilute that from the day after 90 days, perhaps from the direct source. Everything we are going to do today, everybody is going to come up. If you are a Biafran, you have to come up. If you wish that are working with them can come up, what about you? I'm not very person that has nothing. This is an opportunity for people to come up so that we fight it and fight it for them. That Biafra is in our hands. We are talking about 8 years between us, even in our just 30 years, people are talking about Biafra. We cannot hide. It's in the police station, the very people are in Biafra. For that reason, that is so all the way that you are at home. I am not happy here. I am very, very well. We in ourselves, we have planned for what we are doing. All of us are coming out to make sure we put it in Abuja or wherever they are going to put it, whether in Abuja. This is the body we are going to stay here to make sure that our director is being released. Because, I want to thank you because I can remember when the director was arrested people were saying that, yes, the people cannot do anything. But now, they have seen that you can change it. People, you know, this is what people are saying, you are spending to just believe that this battle will come to an end and we are going to win. What makes us opportunity to find safety? You are a very strong man and they are targeting you wherever you are. You are a very intelligent man. Whenever you speak, maybe you will tremble. Whenever you speak, everybody knows to hear your voice. Everybody will tremble. Even some people begin to say now that you even know more than Jared. Please, I'm taking this.
Nobody is incomparable to the rector, of course.
Well,
I'm saying nobody is incomparable to the rector. And you're kind. Go ahead.
That is why we are fighting that we will make sure that the rector will come out. I'm taking a big bottle. I am on my knees. That's what we are going to do. Even if those people now are against him, they will work with other people, they are against him. They are even supporting to make sure that the reality is put to shame. I want to be working for maybe we are looking for ways to get harm. It's not the feelings of your crime. We know the God we are starting to be happy. It's good that our father has far food in this, that is before we are born. And as well, for amazing people, I have them at home. One of my uncles, one of the amazing people. If I don't tell him about the ritual, he uses his wife, everybody for ritual. People should not be coming out of another people. They are some of their wicked and disgraced people. We don't want to know them. We don't want them to be mentioned in this platform. We don't want them. What we want to hear that is Jacob. How we are going to get there? We are way down there. How many people are more than 1,000? We are millions all over the world. So people should not be listening to another people about it. I want everybody to come out vibrantly. Let us shout and come out and make sure that our director must be released. I doubt this is for the team of everybody who is dying. Let us kill us. We are going to do everything we are going to do to really make sure that the director comes out. The director will not come out. Let the army come out. We want to do everything that is brought to keep all of us. That is what we are going to do. Since I want to say to you once again, thank all the people that are calling, those God that has, those lovers of freedom, those people that want us to be free. God bless everyone of us. People who became Abiyama, he gave us strength and energy to fight this cause and win. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. You say, thank you very much. May God bless you. Nobody can be compared to Director Nnamdi Kanu. It's as simple as that. And he is incomparable. It's as simple as that. Nobody can package the gospel for Biafra restoration more than Nnamdi Kanu. If that person doubts, let the person come out. And so he is in his own league and he is a beacon of hope for all Biafrans. And we must stand shoulder to shoulder with him to make sure that these ideas, this vision that he has put across and before us must be protected and be seen to its logical conclusion. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, the number with 69 that ends in 69, you know yourself. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hello, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Good morning from here. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is the Director State Coordinator. I got an information earlier, and the man that just called the station now made that announcement.
Right.
And I want to use this opportunity to call on all Biafrans that the hour has come, the hour we have to stand up and defend our nation, Biafra. I want to also ask and repeat this to the Britain. Britain, this hatred you are compiling, when it will explode, you cannot handle it. The kind of hatred you have for the Biafrans, the hatred, the killing, the everything that you've been doing to see that Biafrans never rise again. When this anger will explode, you say you cannot handle it. You say you cannot handle it. We know it is not Nigeria that is holding us back, because Nigeria is not capable of handling us. It is the same. And our anger is growing each day our generation, our generation to come, and the one unborn, we always fight you. If you don't leave us alone, you can leave us alone. If anything should happen to Nnamdi Kanu, we know him very well. If anything should happen to Nnamdi Kanu, remember you are not safe. Everyone is blaming ISIS, Boko Haram, that they are disturbing. But if you go to the history, you come to find out that they were one way or the other. My people don't know that the way you are doing it, you are keeping us their plans. What have we done? Want to be on our own, is that a crime? Want to live on our own, is that a crime? And you forgot that freedom is an internal principle. Right from the immortal life, freedom has always been a God-given thing. But you cannot be taking it away. We said to take it, God said no. You cannot take away the freedom of my children. So Britain, who are you to take our freedom away? Remember, no hand can save this hand. No hand, Britain, can save this hand. I want to call on every athlete in Delta State. It is a direct order and I also give an instruction in Delta State. Call the Secretary of State. We will be given the instruction on what to do. Tomorrow, everybody, tie all your goodies. Put everything together, everything putting together. We are marching for it. Nnamdi Kanu must be released tomorrow. We must be released tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother, for that. And may God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, you remember where you are. Before this caller, you must listen and obey the chain of command. It's as simple as that. The head of directorate has made an announcement, and that announcement must be adhered to. Go through your zonal coordinators, go through national coordinator, and then who we, of course, relay whatever information to the head of directorate, and head of directorate will, of course, pass the information to appropriate officers. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. The number to call remains +447405964146. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
I wish I can hear you. Good day.
Hi, good morning from here.
Good morning, I'm coming from Abba. I want
thank
to make
you.
Comment about this, about the last call that called from Abba, said that the market are not closing. I don't know why people will be talking nonsense while it doesn't come out. You could have asked the person whether he come to join the protest we do in Abba yesterday, because we do our protest in Abba as of yesterday morning. We end up around 4:30 to 5 in the evening. So the person, and we give everybody notice, every market, we give them notice to close tomorrow so that everybody will come and join the protest. And they have been closing ever since we are doing this protest. Whenever we ask them to close, they will close the market. Because even if you refuse to close your own shop, when you see people, crowds, not less than 4 to 5 million people coming to marching to your front, you must run and close your shop and go to your house. Everybody are closing. All the whole markets are closing. Everywhere they are closing market and trying to protest.
That is
what
good.
I want to tell you. Not everybody. When you're there for your house, you're there for your friends, you just hear a little bit of you call. Start talking nonsense you don't even know. Don't allow anybody to convince you. Abba are doing their protest every day. They are doing their protest. Even if you are witnessing it, even yesterday on, you could have heard it, or even if somebody told you, if you hear it. We do protest yesterday. Today, we don't do protest, right? Because we are going there at Isarangwa. We lost one person by here.
Yes.
During our protest.
My brother, I think it is very important. We have called for statistics of our people who are dead. I hope this, our brother, is one of them, please.
Yeah.
The burial for today.
One is by next week, almost 2 weeks. She called Omudiwe. She called Omudiwe, knows me very well. My name is Otochukwu Nneledim. I call from Abba.
Yes, you must pass this information to him, to all the appropriate officers who are supposed to collect the information, and send it to the appropriate officers as well. Please, very important. We cannot leave anybody behind. No family in Biafra Land will be left behind, please. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct, and we are, of course, asking everybody to adhere to instructions. Today in United Kingdom is a mega rally in front of the Houses of Parliament or Parliament Square, as the case may be. We are enjoining every IPOB5 member to be there. the rally has started, or the protests have started already. It is 11 to 4 p.m. and we are asking you, wherever you are, to show solidarity. If not for anything, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is in the enemy camp and nothing can be too much for him. Please call on WhatsApp, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning and welcome to the program.
All right, my name is Shofuode. I'm calling from the state of Ba.
Thank you, thank you.
Are you hearing me?
Go ahead, we are hearing you, please, go ahead.
I am very, very grateful to have opportunity to at least all the members of IBO to hear my voice today. It has been a very long time that I have been trying to get you on phone. But I know that millions of people are busy calling, but I want to use this opportunity to pass the message. Because I believe that what Buhari is trying to do, we don't know what he's trying to do. And I know and I strongly believe that he that is in Nnamdi Kanu is greater than he that is in Buhari. That is one picture. No matter that what father, the PSS, SS, and the Buhari and the agents have been trying to do, I know that the power of Almighty God is already in England, and nothing can do it. Nothing can ever end it. So in order to find my deputy director, here in the state of Qatar, I want to speak openly. I don't know the reason why our people are so adamant or in any way that I should put it, because here in Qatar, nobody talk about Biafra. I don't know why. I don't know why people are afraid or people are scared. I can't know. I don't know the reason why.
Are you part of the family at all, my brother? You are part of the family, right?
No, I'm not part of IGO family here in Qatar.
So why are you not? You are saying that people are not talking about it, and then you are not part of the family. What is happening?
Yes, my reason why.
How can you be outside the family and then you are saying that people are not talking about it?
My reason why I'm saying that is that I know that we have millions and thousands of Yafran around me here.
But we have IPOB family there. We have IPOB family there. If people are not organizing, then organize it yourself. I'm not coming on air to be complaining.
Please, my deputy, I don't know if you can give me the contact or the any available to call the leader or the available person I need to call here in the state of Qatar to know how I'm going to join.
Yes, are you on Facebook?
Exactly.
Then type on Facebook, search for Biafrans in Qatar. There is a group there. But I will take your number as well and try to make contact.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What's your name again, please?
My name is Sunday.
Sunday?
Yes.
Sunday who?
Well, we do not answer our phone because we are trying to change it. But for now, my password are the hearing from the bedroom.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio PFR Live Broadcast. We are live, we are direct. The number to call is +447 405 9641 46, +447 405 9641 46.
Please, it's a boy them call King Slavis, alongside with MG Boy. Only by them now. Cool. Respect like to my Biafran people. Cool. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only by them know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us. If you want to know, respect the lad.
Freedom fighters, hey.
Mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, dude. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter? That is why you the freedom fighter. Barristers are freedom fighter. Can't fly with the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom. Oh, oh.
Freedom every day, no more bandit. No more kili kili. No more Boko Haram. No more Alamaduru. No more Homo Tesla. Rasta to go out, I pity for you. Oh, they know a pity for you. I may see a pity for you. Oh, be there a pity for you. Obama, oh, a pity for you. Then I had a pity, oh, a pity for you. President of this group, the Republic, yeah. Pack your load and go. Arabule, pack your load and go. Pretty Tile, pack your load and go. Kingdom of Dakio, pack your load and go. Government of the team. What the team, the time by the team. They make crack you, they no hide and move. Keep the crack you, now in the yambal. But I'm turning you, in the father of the day. Bribe you, in the mother of the night. No more Saturday, no more Sunday. What I say, no more first of silver. Everything don't change you. Oh, oh. I wanna spider, mother, brother, sister. Are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, dude. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you please, the freedom fighter. That is why you're the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. Can't fly with you, the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom. There was a country, a nation, where is the country? What about people living in the country? Professor Tina Tebe, he's talking about the missing kind. He's talking about the rising sun. He's talking about the Biafra land. He's talking about the promised land. Grab me the honey, blow a flame in the fire. Food in me, I stay even full. Through the way I say it, my son. Me nah I need to teach you, I say it, bless you. Man, I cry. I wish when I remember 1967. I'm kill our mama, kill our papa. Our brothers and sisters to you. 2016, they tell the life of our brothers. I wish it came me day. The blood bad and like Nama. Keep us in hunger. The state of every year, but we know peace surrender. You and me, now we are on a day. Oh, hey, you, now we are on a day. Human rights, you, now we are on a day. Now make us say, now we are on a day. Peace make us say, now we are on a day. It depends me, it depends me. Father, mother, brother, sister. Are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our life. Let's fight our right, dude. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our life. I'm
a freedom fighter. I need a freedom fighter. Oh, you please, the freedom fighter. Director is the freedom fighter. Maritime, a freedom fighter. The flag is the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.
Father, mother, brother, sister, are you speaking? Why not wake up? Let's fight our rights. Let's fight our rights, yo. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our rights. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter?
This is Radio PFR Live Broadcast. We are live and we're direct. The number to call is +447 405 964146. This is Radio Biafra and we are reaching live and direct on this day, the 30th of November 2015. And this is on a day the indigenous people of Biafra in the United Kingdom are, of course, converging. All right. At this particular point in time, in front of the House of Parliament in London, or rather the Parliament Square as the case may be, protesting the continued illegal detention of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, who has been subjected to all manner of torture and inhuman and degrading treatment. They want to eliminate him, and we are telling the international community that it is no longer business as usual. The Biafran people cannot waste, or rather waste their time and fold their hands, and our leader is taken away from us and life is being sniffed out of us. It is now time for us to stand up and be counted. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello, I can hear you. My name is Dickin Chinagoroma Omanya. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much.
I'm hearing you. I am Dickin Samson Chinagoroma Omanya.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm calling from Aba. Yes. Please, I want to thank you, my dear Deputy Director Uchenefo. I want to thank you because what you are doing is great. And I know by the time Chukwu Abiama will grant us Biafra, zoo will collapse in Jesus' name.
You say amen.
So what I am about to say is that because of Biafra, zoo is writing that is giving Biafrans president in 2019. They cannot defeat Biafra. Biafra is greater.
Biafra is not for sale. It is too late for them.
Biafra is not for sale. Biafra is greater than zoo. So the kind of deceiving spirit that is in them is what they are using to deceive our forefathers, which they cannot do. So I'm praying that by the grace of Chukwu Kika Abiama, Nnamdi Kanu is turning out tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Isse.
So I am praying for our director that tomorrow he will come out and go back to where he belongs and thereby tell the zoo what is in his mind. I am praying that Chukwu Kika Abiama will keep him healthy, that nothing by the hand of the evil men in the zoo will happen in his life in the name of Chukwu Kika Abiama.
Amen. Isse.
And what I am about to say is that the way our people seeing our Biafra, let them come back a little bit in their mind to see what our teacher, our great teacher, taught us before the zoo will be able to lay hand on him. Let us come back in full force, close our shops and stop our motor riding and stop our Okada riding, stop our Keke riding, and remain in the house and fast, so that this we have tomorrow will come to maturity and that our director will come out in the name of Chukwu Kika Abiama.
He said, amen. All drivers, all market women, go ahead, please.
Yes, all markets should close, both Afaribom, whether they like it or not, both Cross River, whether they like it or not, both Iguacha, both Bayelsa, both Abakaleke, both Owerri, whether Okoro Awusa like it or not, let our market close. Let our people hear this. Let them hear my voice, because I am their brother. They should not sell themselves to Okoro Awusa. Let them hear our director. Let them hear our deputy director. Let them hear their brothers that is talking and close shares, so that we will be able to achieve our aim. Let God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. He said, thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are live and direct. For the caller who called from Qatar, we have family in Qatar, and if you need any further directive or information, please call 701-22704. I repeat it again, 701-22704. Call this number and you will get in touch with the family in Qatar. The person that called and said there are no families or family members of IPOB in Qatar, please call that number and you will be able to be connected to the family. I repeat that number again, 701-22704. Call this number and somebody will put you in touch with the IPOB family members in Qatar, please. We cannot be doing things outside the family and then be complaining that the family is not working, because you don't know what is inside. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast once again. I don't know that the head of directorate is still here. If he is still here, we will want to hear from him. Can you hear me, the head of directorate?
Yes, Uchemeko, I'm here.
Yeah, Master, go ahead, please.
Yes, Uchemeko, you've been hitting the nail at the right time, and I want to assure Biafrans, if by tomorrow you are not doing what you're supposed to do, believe you me, it must all end in regret. This is the time for we to stand up for ourselves. This is the time for we to stand up for the right of Nnamdi Kanu. This is the time for we to say we are with you, not we are in your back, in your front, in your corner, in your left, in your right. The director needs us now. The zoo must fall. The director has decreed that the zoo must fall, and that is where we anchor. The zoo must fall. Chukwu Okike Adeyemo has decreed that that Mbudi Jericho must fall, and we are rounding the Mbudi Jericho. In 3 days, that Mbudi must really fall. We are not afraid of them. The pedophile Muhammadu Buhari, you are just, I don't know how to describe you. You are an illiterate, a man without certificate. Leading the, look at the man that truncated democracy in the 31st of December 2003. You overthrew the elected government of Chagari. Today, you are now a president of the zoo, where monkey and baboon are all trending on. You remember what you said, that monkeys and baboons will soak in blood. I tell you, the law of karma and nemesis has caught up with you. The pedophile Buhari, I am not telling you that holding them down the candle will never stop this quest. Our agitation is real. We are agitating for state of Biafra. Nothing can stop that. It has been decreed in the heaven. The children of God are singing hallelujah. Nothing shall ever stop us. We must, Biafra must come. Take it or you leave it, we will come. We will be soaking. We will fumble, we will wumble, and we will get there. Nothing can ever stop Biafra. Those of them, Igbo Hausas, thinking that anchoring on their house of Fulani will save you. You are all whites of your houses. Although what the Hausa men did to our people in 1970 when the war ended, some even went to Hausa land and delivered. Like Okoro Awusa, the man from Niger said, claiming to be an evil man, thunder, may Chukwu Okike Adeyemo punish you forever. You're thinking you are bringing, taking January from us, giving us February. May you never see the light day of tomorrow. You are Okoro Awusa, you must be vacated that land. governor of Imo State. Governor of Imo State, my foot. The coordinator of Imo State, you need a lot of work to do. I want everything turned around in Imo State. If tomorrow Imo people do not move in mass, that means something is wrong with you. Everything about in Imo State has been sorted out. You must focus and re-strategize and make Imo State start working again. All the markets in Owe remain closed. All the markets in Olu closed. In Okigwe, anywhere you are, close that market. Imo State will reassure us that they are with us in this struggle. Okara Hausa can never defeat us and they can never defeat us. This is the time for we to stand up as one people on Urubewanda and also. This is the time for we to say and practice on Urubewanda and also. The director is in the enemy camp and we must stand in solidarity to make sure this contraption called Nigeria is no way to be found again in our midst. We are the children of God. We are Biafrans. Nothing can ever stop us. Nothing, not even reign of power or the Zoo army can ever stop us. If you shoot any member of indigenous people of Biafra, if you kill anybody, just know that you have brought wrath upon yourself and the consequences, you must live with it. We are the children of God. We are disciplined people. Go and tell the world that you are behind the Kano. Do not destroy anything. Do not make anything that will jeopardize this struggle. Those behind this struggle are standing firm. The director will always tell you that he will never disappoint you, but you are the person that will disappoint him. And we want to reassure you that we, especially the Directorate of State, we can never disappoint you unless you disappoint us. We are working for Biafra and nothing but Biafra. No amount of money can stop this quest. The only thing that we made me not to do for not to run for Biafra anymore is death. Am I afraid to die? The answer is no. After all, I will die. It's good to die honorably than to die as a coward. I remain Uche Nnasi Ebu Omiomio. I am unshakable. I said, I am unshakable. If you think any amount of intimidation will stop this quest, you are dreaming. You are dreaming. The time is over. The House of Fulani and the Yorubas. I said, the time is over. You are alien in that country. That land called Nigeria, you are alien. You know where you came from? You came from Niger and you came from Cotonou. All of you are alien. We are the real indigenous people in that land. We never believe in conquest. We believe and let live. And that is always what we believe in. Live and let live. Time to go home. If we are in Onitsha, in Enugu, in Aba, in Owerri, in Olu, in Igbocha, in Akwa Ibom, in Cross River, in Warri, in Ishekiri, in Isoko, Uyeli, Asaba. If you are in Sapele, we expect you to close your shops and march down to Abuja and Onitsha. That is where it will be happening tomorrow. Our director must be released. No two ways about it. Our director must be released unconditionally. No two ways about it. No amount of intimidation can stop us. We are marching. We are marching and we are marching. March on, brave men of God. March on, children of Chukwu Okikabiam. Nothing shall ever stop us. You must march on. Anywhere you are in our nature, you must close your shops. You must close your market. Both men market are here. Both in a relief market, everybody must close your shop. You must, in Otanja. All shop must close. You must head on to Hill Bridge where it is happening tomorrow. Block every road. Block every road. No movement until they release our director Nnamdi Kanu. They know our resolve. Our resolve is no retreat, no surrender. Either you release our director, our commander. The vision is either you release him or you kill all of us. How many are you going to put in jail? How many are you going to put in jail? I know that the rule. The more you kill us, the more we come. You cannot kill us. This is the time. The revolution is here. The revolution. Most of you think Igbo man when he talk about his shop. This is not an issue of Igbo. Biafra is never Igbo thing. Biafra is comprising about several ethnic groups. You can talk about Ibibio, the Shekiris, the Enang, the Ijaws, the Ebang, the Biotic. So many Urobos. We are multitude. You talk about Igbos. You only just want to separate we and our cousins. You only talk about Igbos. Because the only problem you have in your life is Igbos. You don't know we are blessed from God. You cannot even stop us. We are moving train. We are marching on to the Zion. Nothing shall ever stop us. When children of God ran round the Jericho, what happened? The hill of Jericho, everything fell down. Tomorrow we will destroy that contraption called Nigeria, orchestrated by the British in 1914. Nothing is like, how can I go to white man's land and name a country after them? Can I name a country in a white man's land? You came to our land as a merchandise, and you came. Only thing you do is to say this, you are one country, your name is Nigeria. May Chukwu Okike Abiyama strike you. We are Biafrans, and Biafrans who must remain. This gospel must be preached. Go and wake up your neighbor. Knock to the door of your neighbor. Tell him to wake up. Time to wake up. This is a clarion call. You must all go out tomorrow and march for director. Those of you marching today in London, I say ride on, children of God, ride on. March on until they release our director. I applaud you and I encourage you to march on. You are the children of God. Nothing shall ever stop you. You must be there. That is where our problem started in Britain. That is where our problem started. The machinery soldier that came to our land and said, you are Nigeria. You will never rest in peace until the children of God allow to go home. Queen Elizabeth, I know you are hearing me. This is the time for you to allow the children of God to go home. You allow us to go home. We have nothing in common with Islam. We are Christians. We believe in one God. We believe in Chukwu Okike Abiyama. It is time for you to allow us to go home. All the zonal coordinators in Biafra land, all the national coordinators in Biafra land, you must do what is needful. You must preach this gospel. Go to every market today. Spread the good news that every market must be shut down. By the time this program comes to an end, Uche Mefo will be playing a clip of what the Hausas and the Yorubas are thinking. What will happen to you from that in the next 4 years? They said they have taken back their land. Their land, they have taken back their leadership. The leadership, it belongs to them. They are born to rule. And you are born to suffer. After 45 years of victory, after 45 years of civil war, they said it's no victor, no vanquish. Has any Igbo man attained the leadership of Nigeria before? If not the accident of good luck, Ebele Jonathan. That is how God works. Only that man is an imbecile. Imbecilic president, good luck, Ebele Jonathan. A man, I don't even know how to, oh my God. Good luck, Ebele Jonathan. Just know that you have disappointed the children of God. And it shall never be well with you. God said, take back your land, and you flouted it, you gave it back to Hausa Fulani men. Just because of your coward nature. You surrendered yourself with Boko Haram. Look at the pedophile. Tell me any Biafran in his government, in his cabinet. Nobody. No Biafran in his cabinet. The imbecilic Jonathan. You went to build every source of school in Alamajiri school. What have you done for your people? The answer is no. Tell me federal road you build. The answer is no. You want to... it shall never be well with you, good Lord Jonathan. You betrayed the children of God. You betrayed God himself. God gave back our land to us. You flattered it. You gave it back to them because of your coward nation. I don't want to come. I don't want, even if there is a reincarnation, I don't want to see you again in my next world as my brother. You belong to the house of Fulani. That is where you belong. Uche Mefo, the good news must be preached. keep on keeping on, my dear brother. You are doing the wonderful job, my deputy. Keep on keeping on. May Chukwu care of them and be with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, head of directorate, for that. Of course, we will not withhold. There is no intention to prevent it. Yes, I think your microphone was off. I was saying something even and it was muted. Okay, what I'm saying is that we are going forward. There's no intention to retreat. There's no intention to surrender until Biafra is restored. And they must release our leader Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally tomorrow. If anything other than that happens, then we may begin to sing a different music. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are, of course, enjoining you to be one and one family because we cannot be going it alone. The protest for tomorrow and the subsequent days and as time goes on remains one thing. You must come together. Do not walk alone. Please do not walk alone. You must come together as a large group. If you walk alone, the enemies may penetrate you. Do not walk alone. You must be where the crowd are, people, the family of IPOB, family members, the friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom and justice are. You must come together. You must be in one place. Do not walk alone, because if you do that, you will give the enemies the leeway to penetrate us. Do not walk alone, and you must be vigilant. If you are going for this protest, you must make sure that you arm yourself with your mobile phone and cameras. Please, it is very important that you take snapshots of what is happening around you. If there are security agents molesting you, take their pictures, take their videos and send it across. Do not even wait. Do not wait for 1 second. As you are sending these pictures, make sure that it is sent on the internet straight away. Or send it to designated emails that have been given out before. We will look for that email again and announce it in the evening. Do not walk alone and do not make this protest a wasted one. Make sure that you capture whatever is happening from different perspectives, different angles, different times, on video, on pictures, and send it across. It is very important, because if you don't do it, they can seize your phone or they can take it away, they can smash it, and that evidence is lost. We are putting the world on notice that the people of Biafra are the people of God. They are the original owners of the land of Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We have not stolen anybody's property. We have not killed anybody. We have not molested anyone. We have not incarcerated anyone. All we are asking is for our freedom. That freedom is a fundamental right of every human being on this planet Earth, including the British, that are subjugating us to the appropriate government of destruction, otherwise known as Nigeria. The contraption called Nigeria has been subjugating Biafrans to perpetual slavery and servitude. This is unacceptable in 21st century. We are asking the British government to do something, and do that thing now and forever. The oil in Biafra land belongs to Biafran people. But if you want the oil, then you negotiate the right way. The oil does not belong to Nigeria or Nigerians. It doesn't belong to Nigerian government. The oil is coming out from the land of Biafra. We are reading the news on the internet that the British government has offered to help Nigeria develop Niger Delta, in order, the so-called Niger Delta, part of Biafra, in far Biafra land, to develop it so that there will be less agitation, there will be security everywhere. All these things they are doing in order to counter the quest and unstoppable agitation for Biafra restoration. But one thing is clear here. What God has ordained, no human being born of flesh can stop it. If you toy with Biafra Restoration Project, then you will see what happens in the end. In the end, Biafra, the spirit of Biafra will prevail, and Biafra will be restored. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter the amount of armor at your disposal. It doesn't matter the amount of intimidation, subterfuge. It doesn't matter the amount of blackmailing you employ. It doesn't matter how much genocidal audio violence you are meeting against us, or you are heaping against us, or you have come with against us. Biafra must be restored. One thing is clear here once again, the Biafran people are the people of Biafra. We are found everywhere, all countries of the world where there is life. There is nowhere you cannot find Biafrans. And so it is very impossible and very irrational for somebody to come up with the idea of toying with terrorism. We are not terrorists. We sponsor our projects. We do everything we do by ourselves. So look no more for sponsors of IPOB, because we are the people of Biafra. That is why the Nigerian argument is nothing to write home about. It is more or less a trump up charge. It is more or less toying with people's freedom. It has never been done before, and that is why we are calling on British government, just like you subjected the aspirations of the Scottish people through democratic process for them to say what they want. The people of Biafra have spoken already in loud voices, but you can as well prevail on your puppet establishment called Nigeria, a contraption for God's sake, to conduct opinion poll of what the Biafrans want. Conduct opinion poll, conduct referendum, UN-sponsored referendum, not British-sponsored referendum, UN-sponsored referendum on the soil, on the Biafran soil, and find out what the Biafrans are saying. It does not make any sense trying to suffocate the people of Biafra, trying to kill them, trying to massacre them, trying to kidnap them, trying to force them to stop talking. It is not possible, because we are a people whose demand is very, very, very clear. We want our freedom, because freedom is for all mankind. It is a fundamental right of every human being on this planet Earth. If the people of Britain have right to freedom, if they have right to exist, then the people of Biafra also have right to exist. That is the principle of natural justice, and let that be applied. We are urging the British government to live up to their expectation. More importantly, the leader of this nation called Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is being incarcerated, is being subjected to torture. All prohibited torture techniques are being applied to him. Deprivation of sleep, deep inside, cold water, all aspects that aim to suffocate him in order to say things are being applied to him. It is unacceptable. These are techniques condemned, banned all over the world, and Nigerian government is applying them. I need to find all of them out there, and I will explain what all this means. Evidence got as a result of torture cannot stand any legal test. It's as simple as that. And what we are telling you also is that you have the right to stop the Nigerian government under Buhari, because you put him there. All the assurances given to you that nothing is happening to leader Nnamdi Kanu are all false. You have to go back and make sure that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is repatriated to Britain. Because he is being tortured, he is being subjugated to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. He is sleeping rough, he is being forced to eat what he doesn't want to eat. As a matter of fact, there is credible evidence that they want to poison him. They want to put something in his food, in his drink, that will subject him to slow and painful death. We urge you to investigate these allegations in court, where we have credible evidence and credible information that this is what they are trying to do. Tomorrow remains pivotal. They are planning to remove the magistrate in charge of this case, and this is a travesty of justice. We are putting the world in notice that if anything happens to our leader Nnamdi Kanu, or that he's not released, Biafrans may begin to sing different tunes. Friends of Biafra may begin to sing different tunes. This is a warning. This is an advance warning. And when we want to do something, we will tell you that we want to do something. We are exploring. We are, in fact, following all the available democratic and legal procedures or processes in place. We have met all of them. We have met all the conditions. The court granted bail to our leader Nnamdi Kanu. All the bail conditions, even though it was very stringent, were met. The court has issued at least 2 injunctions for him to be released, but the lawless executive arm of government led by Buhari is sitting on the case of our leader Nnamdi Kanu because they have personal interest to kill him. That is the ultimate. To make sure that the Biafra of his dream is not realized. They are detaining and torturing him, albeit extrajudicially, because it was not ordered by the court. And we are calling on civilized world to do something now, especially the British government. Do not say that you don't know what we are talking about. You know, because if you knowingly allow somebody, albeit a British citizen, to be subjected to torture, to be subjected to all cruel torture techniques, all in the name of trying to find evidence. And indeed, this time around, there is no evidence to find because everything he is saying is true. IPOB are people of Biafra. Indigenous people of Biafra are the original owners of Biafra. We are everywhere in the world, including the United Kingdom. We are sponsoring our projects. We don't need external assistance. Even if there is external assistance, it has to be negotiated and we know where it is coming from. But for now, there is no external assistance. Because if there is, we wouldn't have been where we are today. So, waste no time in torturing the leader of indigenous people of Biafra Nnamdi Kanu, because there is nothing you can find out from him. Everything he's saying is the truth and nothing but the truth. If we have something elsewhere, we will tell you. That is why the British intervention is very important at this juncture. Because this torture may lead to anything very regrettable. If the leader of indigenous people of Biafra dies in custody, albeit in an illegal detention, the British government will bear the consequences. You will be held accountable because we have told you everything you need to know. There is nothing to torture him about. There is nothing to interrogate him about. Everything you know of about indigenous people of Biafra is what is on board. We hide nothing. And so you have no right, no legal or moral right to continue to support Nigeria. Nigeria is a contraption. It is a citadel of corruption. And it is a rogue state, as you can see. You know that. And being governed by rogue elements. We are calling on the international human rights community to rise up this time around and do something. We are calling on governments of the world, individuals and groups. We are calling on human rights crusaders around the world. We are calling on coalition of legal practitioners within Biafra land, outside Biafra land, and indeed around the world, to stand up in solidarity with the leader of indigenous people of Biafra Nnamdi Kanu as he appears in court tomorrow. There is credible evidence that they want to change the magistrate, but we want you to mount pressure on all of them that our leader Nnamdi Kanu be released tomorrow. The protests across Biafra land and elsewhere around the world continues. And we are urging our people to be resolute. You must be peaceful. You must continue to obey the rule of law. Apply yourself to the rule of law. You must apply yourself unadulteratedly. to this cause. More importantly, you must remain fearless before your oppressors or your enemies, because that is the courage that we have that has come from God, and nobody can remove it from us. The journey so far has been convoluted. It is long, but in the end, the spirit of Biafra and Biafrans will prevail. There's no going back on this. And of course, at some point, very soon, we'll be having some break. The United Kingdom IPOB family members are meeting already in House of Parliament or House of Parliament in United Kingdom here in London. And we are enjoying everybody to join. It started by 11 a.m. and it's going to end by 4 p.m. We are sending unmistakable signal to the international community and to the British government and British public that their own, one of the citizens of United Kingdom, British citizen Nnamdi Kanu, is being tortured after he's being kidnapped by Nigerian murderous security agents. He's being tortured, being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. The torture techniques they are applying are prohibited torture techniques around the world. It is unlawful for him to be subjected to all those. And it is the responsibility of the British government to do something now. Go back to the Nigerian authorities that gave you assurances about leader Nnamdi Kanu. What they told you is not what they are doing. They want to kill him. They want to subject him to slow and painful death. They want to poison his food. They want to poison his drink. They are, of course, as you know, forcing him to take what he doesn't want to take, forcing him to eat what he doesn't want to eat. And this is inhuman. And this is the worst of its kind you can see anywhere in detention centers across the world. More so, a British citizen being allowed by the enemy to torture and to slowly kill the leader of a nation simply because he don't like the issue of Biafra. But we will prevail in the end. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. After this call, we're having a break, of course, because I have to join the family in the United Kingdom. Can you hear me? They are not listening. I will go back to the head of directorate once again for him to give his closing remarks, and we will come back in the next couple of hours. Head of directorate, are you hearing me? I don't know whether he has disengaged, okay.
I'm here with you, I'm here.
Yes, Mazi, as they will go ahead, please, and give us your closing remarks. Of course, we'll be coming back later in the evening.
Okay, thank you, our deputy, Uchemepo. Thank you, and dear friends worldwide, I must thank you for listening to this afternoon broadcast. And I must tell you, you must keep on keeping on, as our deputy will always say. And just know that what we are facing is only the only thing we will do is to face it squarely and tackle the problem ourselves. Nobody will come here and do it for you. Everybody must wake up. As we are marching tomorrow, everybody must wake up. On Rubenon, but also we must be followed to the letter. Everything you are doing tomorrow, you must abandon it for Biafra. I urge you all to come out anywhere you are, everywhere you are, support them. Those of us in diaspora, you must support our people on the ground. You must support them, both financially and otherwise. You must support them to make sure they are well taken care of. Make sure you support them. I am urging everybody in diaspora to support our people on ground. They are doing a wonderful job. So by the time we are done with these people, they will never have anything to do with the children of God anymore. Enough is enough. We must put a perpetual stop to this evil of the House of Holiness and the universe. The time has come for we to wake up. I am urging you all to keep on keeping on. Chukwuokike Abiyama, we must conquer. Nothing will ever happen tomorrow. They must release our director, Nnamdi Kanu, our commander. If you do any harm to him, you will bring doom to that country called Nigeria. we say we are not Nigerians, we can never be a Nigerian. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to urge you, may Chukwu Okeke Abiama bless you. And bless you, our deputy leader, Ahmad Uchemefo. I will be signing up from Victoria, Spain, in our embassy. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, the head of Directorate of State, Mazi Uchasiebu. We thank you for all that you have been doing. May God bless you and family of IPOB in Spain. We are moving forward, and we are, of course, going to have a break and come back sometime in the evening. The protest in London, in the front of the British Houses of Parliament, is ongoing as I'm speaking, and so every Biafran must join. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We have reached you from London. What else can I say? We ask God Almighty, as always, not to forget his promises to his people, the people of Biafra, not to forget his promises that he will never forget us, not forsake us, and that anything we have asked for in his name, that he will do it for us. And in total obedience, we continue to ask him to rebuild Biafra and Biafrans, to envelop his servant Nnamdi Kanu with his presence, that the evil one will not see him, that the evil one will be blinded. That wherever he is, that your presence will always cover him, that your favor will always go with him. Destroy every obstacle, every weapon, every platform that fashioned against him, wherever they come from the air, from land, from the sea, destroy all of them and send them back to them, that he will destroy them themselves. We ask you because we know that you have done it for us. Even before we have started asking, you know and you saw in the secret and in the open. For you are the author and finisher of this project. You are the author and finisher of our lives. And so take glory. Continue to bless us that people will see your blessings upon our lives and glorify your name. Thank you very much, dear friends all over the world. This has been a live broadcast from London. And at this particular point in time, this is a sincere return of four signing off. Thank you and God bless.
Attention, please. It's a boy, them call King Slabbies. Alongside with MG Boy. Only by them now. Cool. Respect like to my Biafran people. Cool. Ziggy Zaga, Zago Zago. Only by them know the great nation they call Biafra. No one can test, no one can take it away from us. If you want to know, respect the lad.
Freedom fighters, hey. Freedom fighters, hey. I say, now where on a day?
Father, mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our life. Let's fight our life, too. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our life. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter. That I tell you, the freedom fighter. Barristers are freedom fighter. King Slabbies is a freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom. Oh, oh.
Freedom every year, no more bandido. No more kili kili, no more Boko Haram. No more Alamaduru. No more homoteza. Rota se gora rota, a pity for you. Oda no eh, a pity for you. I met you, a pity for you. Obide, a pity for you. Obama oh, a pity for you. General a pity oh, a pity for you. President of Justo, the Republic eh, pass a load of go. Arabule, pack your load and go. Pretty Tile, pack your load and go. Kingdom of Dakio, pack your load and go. Government of the team, what the team, the time by the team. They will crack you, they know I don't go. Keep the crack you, now in the yambal. But I'm turning you, in the father of the day. Bribery is the mother of the night. No more Saturday, no more Sunday. What I say, no more 1st October. Everything don't change. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna spider, mother, brother, sister. Are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right too.
I'm a Biafran, are you a Biafran? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter. Director is the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. King Slavis is the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.
There was a country, a nation. Where is the country? What about people living in the country? Professor Tina TV, he's talking about the missing kind. He's talking about the rising sun. He's talking about the Biafra land. He's talking about the promised land. Let me go on the floor, I swear to be like you. Food you lay, I stay even full. Through the way, I stay even full. Me now, I got it to you, I stay blessing. Men I cry, I wish when I remember 1967. Don't kill our mama, kill our papa. I'd rather than treat us to you. 2016, they tell the life of a blossom. I wish you pay me day. The floods are the line I'm at. Keep us in hunger. The potions every year, but we know keep surrender. You and me, now you are on a day. Oh, hey, yo, now you are on a day. Human rights, yo, now you are on a day. Now make us say, now you are on a day. Peace make us say, now you are on a day. You didn't pay me, you didn't pay me. Father, mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, too. I'm a black fan, are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter. That is the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. It's like this is a freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.
Father, mother, brother, sister, are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, yo. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter. Director is the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. Since Labis is the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom. Oh,
listen to what we're saying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Talking about a missing time. He's talking about the rising sun. He's talking about the Biafra land. He's talking about the drum. That is the carry they go with day in your back. That is the carry they go with stand by for you. Biafra land they keep on telling us the truth. To know to go kick up your mama. Is he God of truth? That is what we know him for. Because he got your ma, because they like me a car. Man, the kind of day I saw. Because he got your ma, because they like me a car. But it's a day I saw. Because he got your ma, because they like me a car. I be every day I saw. That's not a public day I saw. Let him day I saw. Keep on your mother, brother, sister. Are you sleeping? Why not wake up? Let's fight our right. Let's fight our right, too. I'm a black fan. Are you a black fan? Let's fight our right. I'm a freedom fighter. Are you a freedom fighter? Oh, you feel the freedom fighter. That is the freedom fighter. Body stars are freedom fighter. Can't love you, the freedom fighter. All we need is freedom.
All we need is freedom.